I'm Julia, and you're listening to the Spirit Nomad Podcast, the show that helps spiritual seekers step into their purpose and freedom. You can find the video version of this podcast and many more on the Spirit Nomad YouTube channel. Now, let's get into the episode.
Have you ever wondered what will happen to you after this life? Today, I will talk about how reincarnation actually works according to case studies and enlightened masters. I'll also go through how you can escape this constant reincarnation loop over and over on Earth so that you can live in peace on higher planes. So I read a really interesting case study by Dr. Newton called A Journey of Souls. So he is a past life regression therapist. So he does hypnosis sessions with his clients, and they are able to see past memories of life between lives, so when they're dead or in heaven, quote unquote. And he saw that there was a pattern. So he did this on hundreds of patients, and they all went through a similar process after they died. So after they died, first they will have a meeting with their main spirit guide. Everybody has at least one spirit guide who watches over them during their life. Just before this meeting, you have a flashback of your life and also how your actions affected other people. So you get to feel that. And then you go through what went well, what went not so well. Did you fulfill your life mission? Were you kind to others? What could you improve next time? After that, you get to hang around with other souls that you're friends with. You can take on any form because this is a higher plane than on Earth. And you get to study other people's life, learn from that. And yeah, it seems pretty fun up there in heaven or whatever you want to call it. But you can't stay there forever. Eventually, you need to go back. And there will be this meeting with this council who will have decided a few options for your next lifetime. And you get to actually see in the future, like how your life will plan out. And you get to pick which one. For example, be a music teacher in Alabama. And you get to see, you become a famous singer. And then you lose it all. You become homeless. But then you rose from the ashes and you become this famous musician, for example. And another where you might be a maid, you work for this family, but then you quit and you become a business owner, whatever. And then you get to pick which one resonates the most with you. This is also when you decide who you will have a soul contract with. So people who will come into your life and will help you with your growth somehow. So it could be your best friends, which family members you will have, even pets. And of course, also which love interests you will have. So it might be a karmic partner, so someone who you've been together with in a previous life, who you have some karma to resolve with them. It could be a soulmate, it could be a twin flame. So these soul contracts all happen before you come into your next lifetime. So these events that are planned in your life is to help you grow as a soul. There will also be certain events to pay off karma for things you've done in previous lives. Now, if you're feeling, Julia, I'm honestly done with Earth, okay? I'm done with this 3D planet. I want to live on a more high vibrational plane where it's just love and light. Then you will be interested in the next part of this episode, which is how to escape the reincarnation trap. And the simple answer on how to do this is that you need to stop creating karma so that you have to come back here to pay off the karma. Now, I've looked into so many books by enlightened masters on how to actually achieve this. And what they all say is that you need to pick a spiritual path that leads to enlightenment. Now, there are many paths for this. You have Sufism, Sant Mat, you have different forms of Buddhism like Zen Buddhism and Tibetan Buddhism that all focus on reaching enlightenment. And you want to actually be able to connect with a guru or a spiritual teacher who has gotten there themselves. It's not enough to just read old books, because if you just rely on, for example, the Bible or the Quran, then you have to know that, yes, it was in the beginning written by these spiritual masters, but eventually it got censored. There were people who changed bits and pieces, took away certain pieces and burned them, like, for example, the Gnostic texts, many of them were burned. So in the end, you have this filtered version of a book. You want the living, breathing person that you can talk to who has already achieved enlightenment. What all these paths have in common is that you meditate and go within, because yes, God is not somebody up in the cloud. God is found within. So this journey is an inward journey. And like I said earlier, you need to make sure to live a karma-free life. So be kind to others, both when you're talking to them, but also behind their back. Don't talk shit about others. And I know that's easier said than done. You also want to stop eating meat. This also creates karma. It's not the same karma as if you were to murder a person, but it still creates karma. You also need to release your desires and attachment in this world. For example, oh, I need to be a millionaire in this lifetime. Or I need to have the perfect partner or the perfect house, or I need to be a celebrity in this lifetime. Because if you die and still have this attachment, the next lifetime, you're coming into this life to fulfill that or to keep working on getting this. So be content with what you have already achieved, and know that you can be happy no matter what your outer circumstances are. That is the key to not reincarnate again on Earth. And one note to you religious people out there, there are enlightened masters in all religions, but you just need to contact them and just not only rely on the book of your religion and external rituals and worship. It's not enough to do it externally, but you also got to do your internal work of meditating, going inside. This is what I've learned from all the enlightened people I've talked to and read in books.
Let's continue the discussion in my Telegram group, the Spirit Nomad Podcast Tribe, link in the description. If you'd like to support the podcast, leave a review and share it with a friend. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful day.